Fleetwood Mac, Seven Wonders on Live 89.5. This is Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zonam Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. Joining me in the studio now, the executive chef for the JW Marriott, Dietmar Spitzer. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It's always a pleasure. You guys have a pretty exciting event coming up on Tuesday. So people love food. They love shows like Top Chef, and they love local restaurants. And you're kind of combining all three into one with the JW Marriott Phuket's Trainee Chef Cooking Battle.
Yes, we are starting this year to launch the annual trainee competition in our hotel. We have a total of 11 teams, makes 22 trainees who are battling it out.
Wow.
Yeah, and as the trainees are the future of our business in food and beverage and in hospitality, we want to make this an annual event. We invited the governor, we invited TAT who confirmed, we invited all the heads of the universities who welcome, you guys from the press welcome.
And yeah.
We're really looking forward to it, to make it a great event at the JW Marriott Phuket Resort and Spa.
And you sent out these invitations, and surprise, everyone said yes.
Yes, surprisingly, it became a super... we received super interest.
Yeah.
And I think it's great to see that people are investing in the future of young people.
And so these are all from universities across Thailand, yes?
Across Thailand, Dusitani College is one of our main colleges. Mm-hmm. We have one from Phuket, which is the University of Rajabat. We have ITIN coming. We have one from Nakhon Si, Thammarat coming. So yes, they are across Thailand, but more important for me is the growing and developing of young people, and that's why I think competitions of this are in urgent need, and it gives the motivation for young people to join food and beverage and hospitality to secure the future of chefs, really.
Yeah. So what are you, what's the contest going to entail? They're each the teams
well,
have
we
to...
Well, we give them In the grown-up world, we call it a black box competition.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, they all have the same ingredients.
Okay.
The core ingredients are organic prawns from Saracen Bridge, which is just 15 minutes away from my hotel, and an organic chicken from Phang Nga. Those are the two core ingredients where they need to cook dishes, and then with all kinds of vegetables, spices, chilies, etc. Everybody has the same plates.
Okay.
We announced the ingredients yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have 2 days' time to write the recipes.
Okay.
And then they have only 1 hour to cook.
Wow.
And those are teams of two.
Okay.
So one will do the chicken dish, one will do the prawn dish. After 1 hour, they need to present. And then the judging will be done, and then we announce 1, 2, and 3, and they get nice little prizes, stay in our hotel, a dinner in Kabuki, the Japanese restaurant, a dinner in Andaman Grill, the steakhouse, and so on.
Fantastic. So you have the teams that are going to be competing for this. What are they going to be judged on with their final? Is it just going to be taste, or is it going to be the whole presentation,
taste,
everything?
Presentation is how do they work?
Mm-hmm.
Do they work clean?
Yep.
You have a whole chicken, so I don't want you only to use the wings, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to have a lot of wastage. And if there is wastage, how do they pack it up, or are they just throwing it away?
Ooh.
So there are many components which make a chef. And so taste, obviously, is the number one important thing. Creativity, obviously. Yeah, cooking techniques.
Yeah.
And then how do they work? Yeah, are they working clean? Once they're finished, do they clean up their place or not, and so on?
So it's not just about the taste at the end?
No, they're with us. Most of them are with us already since 6 months, so they know how...
So they better know.
They know how our kitchens are operating, so...
And are we allowed to say who the judges are, or is that confidential information?
Not confidential, but one of them is me.
Okay, so you are one, and the other one is also in the building.
The other one is your GM.
My boss, yes.
and then we still need the TAT is one of them, the government's office is one of them.
Yeah.
And my general manager is one of them. Yeah. And then we will not announce which universities are involved on what table.
Right.
Yeah. And the teachers are going to be a bit involved, but to be fair, they will not be judging because obviously they will
obviously
judge for their kids.
for their program. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So it's all going to be taking place on the 28th of March, which is next Tuesday. Are the public allowed to come in and watch?
Yeah, sure. If you are interested to see young chefs,
yeah.
We'll be happy to give you a seat and you can walk around and see what the future of Thailand is doing. I would look forward to welcome you.
Very cool. Well, it looks like it's going to be an exciting event regardless, because you got the governor going to be coming there, so that's big. You got a good event when the governor shows up. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, we're very happy about it as well that TAT is coming. Obviously, mm-hmm. This is very important it's not just Phuket-wise. The main reason why we do this event is A, the future of trainees and chefs. B, we want them, after they are finished with the universities, we want them knock to our door again and say, "Chef, I would like to work for you."
Yes.
Yeah, and the good one, and the nice thing for us in this case is we pick the cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the really good ones will come back to us, and we will train them to become really from the young chef who they are now, to develop them all the way to the top.
Yeah, and then you'll have a fantastic chef that you grew right from the get-go.
Yes, many of my chefs who are working for me now are in the hotel 5 years plus, 10 years plus. They worked their way up. Many of them came, stayed, developed, and became head chef or executive sous chefs either in my hotel, or we moved them to the next hotel where they grow their career. And Marriott is a pretty big company today.
Yeah.
So the possibilities are endless.
Absolutely. And what a fun way to kind of incorporate this into their training process. A nice little competition.
I think it's a great experience for them. It puts our name, obviously, into the heads of universities when they're looking for places for the student mm-hmm. to learn and to grow, and we are happy to do it because it makes a lot of sense to support and to groom the young people of today.
Absolutely. So that is coming up on Tuesday, the 28th of March. If you want all the details, you can find those up on our website, thebougetnews.com, and click on events. And of course, if you ever want to check out any of the delicious food available at the JW Marriott, it's a great escape, whether you're visiting Phuket or if you live here, and you can go and check out one of the restaurants available, because there's
Oh, we have several restaurants.
Yeah.
We have Kabuki, the Japanese.
Yep.
We have Cucina, the Italian, where we just have a new Italian chef. The new menu launches actually as well on 28.
Oh, wow.
We have the Andaman Grill, which is seafood and steak. We have the Thai restaurant attached with the cooking school, where we have a new cooking school instructor. And Marriott Cafe, obviously, where we do breakfast and dinner buffets.
Fantastic. So whether you're going to watch the chefs of tomorrow or just enjoy the products of the chefs of today, go check out the JW Marriott. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.